team's face took on color.
Repercussions, Palpatine? Ah, but we have thought through the matter and have taken the necessary precautions.
Sidious nodded. I'll give you one final chance to reconsider. Team swung to someone off-cam and loosed a belly laugh.
Tell that to the beings who hold your life in their hands, Palpatine. And do take heart in the fact that you accomplished so much in your brief career.
No sooner did the hollow image dissolve than two of the security men began to advance on him. Sidious readied himself for action. A force blow to send them reeling backward toward the hollow projector, then a leap, arms extended, hands curled into claws, one for each windpipe, which he would tear from their throats. The force intruded, drawing his attention to the windows in the upper walls. At once, the sound of repeating blasters and pained cries echoed from adjacent rooms, then a nerve-jangling shattering of glass as sun guards crashed through the high windows and began to rappel to the filthy floor, firing as they slid down on their microfilament lines, catching the Sanfei men and the Rodian with so many bolts that their bodies were left quartered by the volleys. Other tow-headed Ichani rushed into the landing from both sides, some carrying force pikes, others blasters. Sidious had yet to move a muscle when a silver-eyed female hurried over to him.
You're safe now, Senator Palpatine.
He smiled at her. I can see that. An Ichani male standing alongside the holoproge was using a handheld device to extract information from it. A moment later, an image of Higo Damask, dressed in a ceremonial robe, genied into view where Teams had been. The droid 114D stood behind him.
We have the source, Magister, the Sun Guard said. Panoply Orbital Facility.
Damask nodded.
Rendezvous with the rest of your team and execute the assault.
The Sun Guard nodded briskly. Shall I leave personnel with Senator Palpatine?
No. Senator Palpatine doesn't require your protection. Leave us.
Sidious could hear airspeeders hovering outside the factory. Without further word, the Sun Guards began to race from the room.
You've obviously been keeping a close eye on me, Sidious said as he approached the projector.
Darth Plagueis nodded.
Your abduction has been in the planning stages for some time.
Ever since you made it a point to greet me openly at the Senate.
Even before that, Varuna alerted me to the fact that a group of disgruntled nobles had made contact with the Gran.
Plagueis paused a moment.
You might consider using Sate Pestage to settle the score with them.
The thought occurred to me.
As for our public meeting, I needed to dangle you in front of them.
Without my knowledge, the ruddiness that had come to Sidious's face deepened. Another test?
Why should I need to test you?
Perhaps you thought I was becoming so enthralled with life on Coruscant that I wouldn't recognize danger.
Clearly you weren't. I could see that you were aware from the start. You were determined to please me, and indeed, you have.
Sidious inclined his head in a respectful bow.
Even in partnership with Sanfei Security, Team and the other Gran are rank amateurs. Our agents persuaded them to use the eatery in Uskru, and the factory in which you find yourself, owned by us, as it were, through a holding company called Limerge Power. We were unable, however, to determine where the Gran would be taking refuge.
And now you know. But why go to such lengths to set them up? Why not simply kill them?
This isn't Sith business, apprentice. For the sake of appearances, we need to justify what we are about to unleash on them. They fail to understand our message, and now they must be taught a lesson. Still, other interests need to be convinced of our reasoning.
How can I help?
You've already played your part. Now go about your usual business. We'll speak again when the ceremony at the Order of the Canted Circle is concluded.
Sidious fell silent for a long moment and then said,
Is there an end to these trials?
Yes, when there is no further need of them.